Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Bend, Oregon. Even if you have never heard of it, this town is known for bringing people together. That's because there is a unique tourist spot there. People travel from all over to visit 211 Northeast Revere Avenue. That's because at that spot, there is a Blockbuster video store. In fact, it is the very last Blockbuster in the entire world. That's right, there is one left. Back in 2010, the Blockbuster company filed for bankruptcy. By April 2011, the store locations were being auctioned off, with the winning bid coming from Dish for $320 million. Well, after buying Blockbuster, Dish closed all of the corporate-owned stores, which left only the franchised-owned stores remaining. Eventually, all of them closed too, except for the one in Bend, Oregon. With the support of the community, the owner struck a deal with Dish to keep the Blockbuster name, cementing the store's notoriety as the last Blockbuster. Kevin Smith made a documentary about the store. The Ellen DeGeneres Show paid them a visit, and tourists from all over come there to relive a sense of nostalgia. Right, that's because back in the day, of course, Blockbuster Video was everywhere. At its peak in 2004, there were over 9,000 stores. One of them was just to the right of Kroger in Vandalia, where the Premier Health Network place is now. And their sign was still up by the highway for the longest time, even after the store had closed. And if you're like me, you went to Blockbuster a lot for your movies. In fact, check this out. I still have my card. I found it in my dresser the other day. Sadly, it's now just a reminder of when I tried to be cool. Unless, of course, I go to the store in Bend, Oregon. All right, the people in Bend and a bunch of geeky tourists come together at this one store just to remember what it was like to visit the local video store. Well, as I thought about this store recently, I thought about all of the different reasons that people come together. It can be something silly like a nostalgic trip to the last Blockbuster. It can be something bigger like a political group. It can be something online like social media. It can even be the church. But is the church just another interest that many people share? Is this just a club that all the cool kids do? Should we make little membership cards and laminate them so people feel special? No, of course not. So then what sets the church apart from other things people are involved in? Right, why don't tourists come from all over to visit us here at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Dayton, Ohio? What makes the church different than, say, Blockbuster Video? Well, that's where today's gospel reading comes in. Jesus says that he is the vine and we are the branches. Oh, even though I doubt many of us have experience working in vineyards, this is still a really great metaphor. It shows us why being united in Jesus is so different than anything else. And the text touches on three reasons why. First, when it comes to the life of the church, the primary source is Jesus, not you. Right? He is the vine, We are the branches. In any other group, the primary source is you. It's about what you like and what you want. Like at Blockbuster, you could check out whatever movies you wanted to watch. And the people in the store in Bend, Oregon, keep that store open because it's unique and it puts their town on the map. Tourists visit it because it brings back all of those good memories for them. It's all about the individual's experience. But being the church is not about you. It's not about your preferences and desires and what you like. It's not even about all of us here as a group. I mean, there will come a day in the future when everybody here will be dead, and there will be a whole new group of people who make up St. Paul Lutheran Church. Just like how none of us were around when St. Paul was established over 200 years ago. Right? So that's the first thing to notice. Unlike other groups, the life of the church is about Jesus, not us. Secondly, Jesus said, "Abide in me as I abide in you." Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Now, just like how we don't have much experience working in vineyards, we also don't use the word abide very much. But there's something really beautiful about it. Right? It means the interconnectedness between the vine and the branches. Maybe to use a better metaphor, we could think about it like your heart and your arteries. Right? The heart needs the arteries to carry the blood. And the arteries need the heart to pump the blood. They abide together. They work together. They benefit each other. They benefit each other. Think about that. Normally, we'll talk about the benefits that Jesus gives us. Right? New life, salvation, forgiveness of sins, all of that wonderful, important stuff. But we don't often think about what we give him. And I don't just mean the offering that you put in the plate. Right? Without us as the church, the good news would never spread. Without us as the branches, the world would not know God's love. Without us as the arteries, people would never hear about Jesus. So that means we've got a responsibility here. Being part of the church is not just about what we get. It's also about what we give. Right? Communities that are united by a shared interest are about what I can get out of it. Right? I now have someone I can share my interest with, even if that interest is an outdated video store. But Jesus is not some shared interest that we are trying to get more people to like. He's not some tourist destination that we want people to visit. He's also not a product that we are trying to sell. Right? We are not salespeople for Jesus. Instead, we're more like news reporters. Right? They don't sell a product, they tell a story. And we tell the story of Jesus. As the church, we bring hope to a hopeless world. That means we are not a social service organization. We're not a country club. We're not a charity. We are, dare I say it, evangelists. Right? That's the reason the church exists, to tell others about Jesus. And that leads into the third reason why the church is different. Jesus wants his disciples, both then and now, to produce fruit. But fruit isn't just about doing nice things for somebody else. Right? Anybody can do nice things. The owners of Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon, do a nice thing for their community and for all those tourists by having that store. They provide all those good memories people had forgotten about. But the point of the church, though, is not to bring back a sense of nostalgia or do nice things for people. No, the fruit produced through us is the good news that leads to faith. Think about the people who have nurtured you in faith. Think about those who were like reporters to you, telling you the story of Jesus. They weren't trying to sell you something. They were telling you a story. They were showing you that Jesus was active in their lives. Now we get to do the same thing for others. Or to use that heart metaphor again, if Jesus is the heart and we're the arteries, then the good news is the blood. The heart pumps the blood into the arteries, and the arteries share it throughout the body. The arteries don't make the blood, but they need the blood to live. And they're responsible for passing it on. Same thing here. Without Jesus, we cannot pass the good news on to others. Without Jesus, the life of the church crumbles. Without Jesus, we are lifeless. Without the heart, we die. So those are three reasons why the church is different than anything else we're all involved in. One, the main focus is Jesus, not us. Two, it's not about what we get, but about what we can give. And three, the fruit that we produce is the good news that leads to faith. But so what? That's all well and good, but big deal. Right, you might remember the story of Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon, more than you'll remember those 3 points. So what good does all that do in our daily life? Well, it does a great deal of good. For example, in those times when it seems like your life is out of your control, just remember that the vine is still holding on to you. You don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You don't have to fix every problem that's out there. Life is not about you. If life were all about you, then you would have to take care of everything. But it isn't. So you don't. You might feel overwhelmed, but Jesus, the vine, is still holding on to you. And all of the branches of the church are so interwoven together that we support each other. We're in this together, even though it's not about us. Also, when your life just feels bland and boring, then remember that Jesus still chose you. Not only does he hold on to you, but he purposefully grew you, like a vine growing a branch. That means that you are not a failure, or a mistake, or an afterthought. You have a specific purpose and reason for being here. And that purpose is to make Jesus known to others. Just like the purpose of the branch is to produce fruit. And when it seems like what you do doesn't make any difference in the world, when following Jesus just seems so hard for you, when it feels like you want to give up, remember, Jesus is still making good fruit come from you. You are still carrying the blood from the heart to others so they can have life. It might be challenging. You might not see the results of it right away, but what you do matters. Because Jesus is working through you. And remember, all of the other branches, everybody else here in the church with you, we're all feeling the same thing too. We all have doubts and insecurities and questions. And yet Jesus is working through all of us too. So yeah, we all want to connect with others. And it's fine to have shared interests with other people, like old video stores. And it's fine to do nice things for others, right? We are called to serve people. But the thing that sets the church apart from every other group is Jesus. He is not just another thing that we're all interested in. No, he is the very reason for our being. Because of the vine, we branches bring hope and share the good news with the world. Blockbuster Video may be gone except for one store, but the church will always remain. That's good news. In the name of the one who is our vine, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.